This is New England Public Radio News. The state's Cannabis Control Commission has released the names of 11 companies that have applied to run marijuana businesses in western Massachusetts. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports they promised to bring tax revenue and more to the communities that host them.
The list includes businesses that want to grow marijuana in places like Holyoke, East Hampton, and Orange, and sell it in Northampton, Pittsfield, Greenfield, and Williamstown. The town of Montague signed an agreement with the company 253 Organic to grow, manufacture, and sell. Town Administrator Steve Ellis says Montague has set standards for things like odor, noise, even signs.
No symbol representing marijuana directly or in an overt way, so that the public isn't constantly bombarded or presented with images of marijuana.
In other words, Montague wants cannabis companies to keep a low profile, but also contribute to town coffers. The town has put a 3% tax on marijuana sales.
It could produce in the vicinity of $200,000 a year if their initial projections are correct.
Ellis says that's based on the company's estimate of $7 million a year in sales. The company has also agreed to a 3% community impact payment to fund things like substance abuse education. Not bad for a town with a $20 million budget. Seth Rutherford is one of four partners at 253 Organic. He now runs an irrigation company. The other partners include a lawyer, a contractor, and a Broadway producer. Rutherford says the company found a great 33,000-square-foot building in Montague. Plus, more than 63% of the town voted to legalize pot.
We do like our demographics up there. That was one of the reasons we chose Montague.
And what do you mean you like your demographics?
Oh, we like we feel that it's going to be a good market there for the store.
Rutherford's company doesn't know when the Cannabis Control Commission will decide on licenses. So far, it's issued only two, neither in Western Mass. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.